Roof and Chad.
All right, five spot every day at this time. We put you on the spot about a news story everybody's talking about. So we've asked five independent voters to call. We did this yesterday. We asked five of you who are independents to call. Yesterday, we asked you, who will you vote for governor? Today, we're going to ask the same question. The reason? We're going to compare yesterday's to today's. How many callers yesterday and what they said compared to what you say today? It's a very interesting question with independent voters. Who are you leaning towards when it comes to voting for the governor? Okay, because a new poll out says four to five independents know who they're going to vote for. One of the five, which I'll say is me, doesn't like either and doesn't know even if I'm going to vote.
Yeah.
In this. Okay. Five independent callers. We know what they said yesterday. What do they say today? Caller number one, who are you voting for?
Henry in Superior, you're up first. Who are you voting for?
I'm going to pass on this one.
Okay.
We got another pass on this one. All right. Just not thrilled with either.
You'll vote
of them.
For everybody else down the ballot, but you pass on this one.
Yeah, totally understand that.
Okay.
Appreciate that call. Thanks so much. James in Glendale, who are you voting for?
Governor.
Oh, we lost James. We lost you, James. Christine in Surprise. Who are you voting for?
Sitting it out.
Sitting it out. We got two sitting it outs, and James sat it all the way out.
Blind and just no good options. I think it's best to just let the cards fall where they may and hope for the best.
You don't think you should pick the less worser candidate, as I like to say?
Feels like I'd be voting against something instead of voting for something, and I can't.
You're with me.
That.
Yeah, you're with me.
Understandable.
No. All right, first two calls, five spot, independent callers. Who are you voting for, governor? Two, I'll pass.
Jen in Scottsdale. Who are you voting for?
Carrie Lake.
Carrie Lake.
Now, why?
I like her policies on the border and education.
Okay. What do you like about education?
The fact that she's going to start adding back in the trade school programs into the high school.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Gotcha.
Okay. Fantastic. Thanks
so much. Caller number three. We got two to go. Who you're voting for governor?
Mark,
you're an independent.
In Phoenix. Who are you voting for?
Hobbs. Hobbs, of course.
Of course. Of course. Of course.
Why of course?
The other candidate is detached from reality in the election. I think you've mentioned it.
Yeah, I keep hearing that. Detached from reality.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got one Lake, one Hobbs, and two sitting out. All right, final one.
Stu in Phoenix, who are you voting for?
Katie Hobbs.
And
Katie
why?
Hobbs. Why is that?
She may be dumb, but she's not crazy.
Right on. There you go.
Stu! All right. So, listen. And that's five spot. We did the exact same five spot yesterday. Five independent callers yesterday. Five independent callers today. Who are you voting for governor? New study, four to five independent voters. They know who they're voting for. So why would we do the same one, the same exact question a day later? Okay, let's review. Yesterday, we took five independent calls.
Yep.
Three of them, Hobbs. Two of them, I'll pass. Okay? Not one Carrie Lake yesterday. And you and I were talking, and just to pull the curtain back a little bit, when we do five spot, we don't ask you anything off the air. We don't screen you. We get your name, where you're calling from, and we make sure you're an independent in this case.
Yeah.
We don't ask anything. We don't line anything up. It's five random independent callers. So yesterday, two, I'm going to pass. Three, I'm voting for Hobbs over Lake. That was yesterday. Today, we've got two, I'm going to pass. Two, I'm voting for Hobbs. One, I'm voting for Lake. So out of 10 calls from independents in 2 days, Lake has one vote. Out of 10 calls over the past 2 days, Hobbs has five.
Yep. And four votes for I'm sitting this one out.
Yeah. So I think we wanted to do it again just to make sure that yesterday wasn't a fluke with Katie Hobbs getting more votes. I mean, it is almost very similar today. And so we wanted to do it again and wanted to be fair and say, okay, was yesterday just an anomaly? I think a lot of you are like me. You're an independent, and I'm not voting for Carrie Lake. I think she absolutely lives in a different world, and she'd roll us right over the edge of the cliff.
See,
real quick, just for Hobbs, hasn't shown me any reason to vote for her either.
I don't want to vote for either of these people.
I know who I'm not voting for.
The drama with Lake, I think, would be...
It would hurt.
You would like to think there would be not too much drama, but I also look at the media. Is it going to be drama with them too? Because media also enjoys the fight. I mean, Trump
she also enjoys the fight too
because she was also part of them.
It's a waste of time.
Yeah, and it doesn't do anything, and it's not real. There's the frustration I have with all of this stuff. It's again, we've got to put up better candidates. We've got to get people interested. But I understand why people don't want to be in politics because it's nasty and ugly, and you have to lie. And you have to tell people things they want to hear, knowing full well you can't fulfill those things because that's what you do. And it makes them feel good. And they know you can't.
Yeah.
That's the sad thing.
Thanks, everybody, for the calls. 5 spot every day, 4:15.